I'm Matt Bush for BPR News. The sponsor of the bill that mandated Asheville draw districts for future city council elections says it isn't optional for the city to follow the law, even though Asheville residents rejected districts by a 3-1 margin in this week's election. Henderson County Republican Chuck Edwards' district includes parts of South Asheville, a supposedly more politically moderate and conservative part of Asheville that rarely has been represented on city council, whose 6 members are currently elected at large. The bill Edwards sponsored, which his colleagues in the General Assembly okayed earlier this year, creates city council districts by the next election 2 years from now, and supporters of it argue it would benefit South Asheville. In a statement released a day after voters in Asheville overwhelmingly rejected districts, Edwards called the vote a sham and says it isn't optional for the city to follow the state law. Whether the overwhelming margin in the referendum spurs city leaders to take the matter to court is yet to be seen, but City Councilman-elect Vijay Kapoor says he's at least open to it.
What I'd like to do is actually sit down with the city attorney or those others to understand if there is a legal path forward. And until I do that, it's hard for me to say what the next steps are. But I think it shows that the rationale for this bill really went down in flames.
Kapoor hails from South Asheville and was the top vote-getter in this week's council election, a result he says shows all candidates from that area in need are a good campaign and a good message. For BPR News, I'm Matt Bush.